Where do we find Jesus in the book of Job? I've written an article in the latest issues, etc. journal titled Job in 4 Not So Easy Steps. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. Pastor Ross Johnson has written our Wittenberg Trail feature. It's titled Lutheranism, Christianity's Best Kept Secret, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
We don't sit through sermons where we feel like, oh man, pastor's been spying on me this week. He is keeping tabs on my sins because he is listing them all off in the sermon.
They like one half of the First Amendment when it comes to religious freedom, but they're not too crazy about the other half of the First Amendment, which is the freedom of the press.
There's no place that Christ hasn't been. And so he goes even into the very depth of hell, Satan's headquarters, to say the victory has been won.
What holds a marriage together for 50 years is that by the grace of God, a man and a woman went on forgiving each other. It's the forgiveness of sins that holds a relationship together.
In about 20 minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We'll play our 4 soundbites for you. You heard a little bit of each one right there. And then you get to listen and vote and pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That starts in about 20 minutes here on Issues Etc. The story's been unfolding since the early days of December last year. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, it was first discovered, had been allowing at least the potential of funding for Planned Parenthood and other pro-life organizations. It was later discovered that the actual funding had gone there. Now, in response to the first round of this, there was a considerable outcry, and Thrivent simply suspended funding for pro-life and pro-choice organizations across the board, promising to come up with a policy. Well, they did, and they recently issued this financial neutrality policy where they say no money for any of those organizations. Pastor Michael Schuerman joins us for an update on Thrivent Financial for Lutherans' refusal to restore funding to pro-life organizations. He's pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran in Sherman, Illinois, and author of a recent article titled The Real Cost of Thrivent's Decision. Michael, welcome back.
Hi, thanks to be here.
This policy of financial neutrality, is it neutral?
Well, by the world standards, yes. But by, I suppose, God's standards, no. Not at all. Thrivent has basically put themselves out there to say, I'm just going to quote them, that they're not going to provide outreach funding or support to organizations and issues that distract or have the potential to distract from Thrivent's common purpose, which is to guide its members and society to be wise with money and live generously. So because they don't want to distract, they've declared certain things to be neutral. And one of those is anything having to do with abortion. So therefore, they've cut off, like you said, cut off funding for good from both pro-choice or pro-abortion organizations as well as pro-life ones. Go ahead, Todd.
Just in terms of what's actually been lost here for pro-life organizations, you've recently run the numbers, and what per year would no longer go through Thrivent to pro-life organization?
Sure. Yeah. Let me state, because I don't think I stated it clearly, that it's not neutral because God's word is not neutral when it comes to life. And so by declaring themselves neutral and disallowing Christians to support groups that support life, they're not allowing them to be Christians. So that's not neutral. And then you asked about the amounts. I was curious, so I used the last available financial records that are publicly available for Thrivent, which is for the year 2011. And in 2011, Thrivent gave $1,373 to pro-abortion organizations. It's not very much money. I mean, it's too much for a Christian organization, but it's not all that much in the grand scheme of things. It's especially not very much when you consider how much money Thrivent gave to pro-life organizations that year, $878,569. All of that through either Thrivent chapters or through their employee matching gift multiplier program. In 2011, pro-life organizations were not eligible to be part of Thrivent Choice, so there's no numbers available for that. So with this decision, Thrivent has effectively cut off, it's safe to say, somewhere around $900,000 of support to pro-life organizations from their members through their various programs.
And cut off, as of at least the last year available, about $1,000 to pro-choice organizations.
Yeah, well, we have the number they gave in 2012, and that was $2,700, so it's a bit more. I just used the same year to compare apples to apples. But still, I mean, comparatively, just not very much. And their neutrality policy doesn't play out when you look at the generosity of their members. Let's put it that way.
What is the reaction, Ben? You've been watching both the numbers side of this, but also the reaction through various social media and other venues to the entire decision-making process, but ultimately to this final decision to at least attempt to claim financial neutrality.
Well, you mean the reaction, like just among just average people, or
yeah, people who are going on Thrivent's Facebook page, people who are talking to their Thrivent representatives? How would you characterize it?
I think I'm sure it's mixed, but I've seen mostly people very concerned. I mean, some people are quite upset, but I think in general, most people just are very concerned that Thrivent has decided to do this. It makes no sense for a Christian organization, which Thrivent continues to hold themselves out to be. That's how they start their neutrality policy, by saying they're a membership organization of Christians. It makes no sense for a Christian organization to be operating in a way that says we're not going to stand for life. It's just, you just can't do it. If you want to be just a business, you know, like any other insurance company or investment firm out there, fine. You know, it's not great, but at least we all know where you stand. But when you claim to be Christian, you're bringing with that claim certain presuppositions, chiefly what the Word of God claims about things like life or sexuality, which they also address, all sorts of other issues.
With about a minute here before you take a break, what kind of dilemma do you think Thrivent found itself in? Is it simply that is the real problem that they claim to be a faith-based Christian organization?
I think that is the sticking point for them. They admittedly have members from numerous different Lutheran denominations and now Christian denominations in general, who admittedly, some of them, hold that you can be Christian and support organizations like Planned Parenthood. And so in a desire, I suppose, to be to placate all of their members, they think this is the right thing, but it's just not.
Pastor Michael Schuerman is our guest. We're getting another update on Thrivent Financial for Lutherans' refusal to restore funding to pro-life organizations on this Friday afternoon, February the 7th. He's author of a recent article titled The Real Cost of Thrivent's Decision. You'll find a link to it at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back, is this the final word from Thrivent? Is there a possibility that their leadership will change their mind and refund pro-life organizations?
The CLCC Spring Conference, Building Up the Body of Christ, is April 29th and 30th in Bloomington, Minnesota. Join us, won't you, with Pastors Jonathan Fisk, David Kind, and Rob Jarvis, and explore ideas for engaging youth and younger adults to become more involved in the life of the church. We hope you can be there with us. All the conference details are at theclcc.org. Building Up the Body of Christ, April 29th and 30th in Bloomington, Minnesota. Get registered today at theclcc.org.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues, etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Each month we host the Nebraska Lutherans for Confessional Study, a serious study of Lutheran theology. We generally meet on the fourth Thursday of each month from 9:30 to 2:30, and both clergy and laity are invited. There is no charge to attend. For more information, please call the church office or visit our website, goodshepherdlincoln.org, and click on the green NLCS tab.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Come to Bethany Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights, Illinois, February 21st and 22nd for the Making Disciples Conference, a conference for Lutheran laity and clergy on the role of liturgy and catechesis in making disciples of all nations. Pastor Matt Richard from Gwinner, North Dakota, and Pastor James May, missionary to Africa, will look at how the church's liturgy and catechesis are vital for making disciples of people in any place or time. February 21st and 22nd, Fairview Heights, Illinois. Call 618-632-6906 or go to makingdisciplesconference.weebly.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting an update on Thrivent Financial for Lutherans' refusal to restore funding to pro-life organizations. Pastor Michael Schuerman is our guest. In a few minutes, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Can you describe the response? There have been several responses in the last 2 months from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our common denomination. Can you describe the latest response, Pastor Schuerman?
Yes, I can. Now, I'm not speaking for the Synod. I'm just summarizing. But they put out an initial reaction today. It's initial because Thrivent has indicated that this is their final decision. So obviously now everyone needs to kind of consider, what do we do next? But this is their initial reaction, basically that, the LCMS is unabashedly and actively pro-life. That's who we are as Christians. In fact, that's what all Christians are, that the Scriptures demanded of us. Thus, we are deeply concerned by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans' decision announced yesterday, Thursday, February 6th, to adopt this financial neutrality policy. So they go on. The LCMS does, at the end, indicate this kind of workaround that LCMS members can, or anybody, Thrivent members in general, can earmark their Thrivent Choice dollars for their local congregation, their local parish, and then work with their parish to take those funds and direct them to the pro-life organizations they'd like to have them go to. And you know what? That is a good workaround. Unfortunately, and I heard that from Thrivent yesterday, too, that same workaround when I was chatting with them. But it doesn't really address the problem because that's only a workaround doable through the Thrivent Choice Program. And as we've talked about those numbers from 2011, $878,569 went to pro-life organizations. $858,000 of that, so only almost all of it except for $20,000, went through local chapters who there's no workaround. So the vast majority of money is restricted. You can't get it to your pro-life organizations. So we're going to have to help our crisis pregnancy centers and Lutherans for Life and Wisconsin Lutherans for Life and all these groups and organizations, we're going to have to do something different than rely on Thrivent to get money to them.
A quick question from Daniel listening in Iowa City. He says, are there any other areas of moral conflict that Lutherans need to watch out for as Thrivent goes forward? Is this situation the first of many bumps in the road? What are your thoughts there, Pastor?
I'm not sure. to be honest. I mean, there's probably some things. There are definitely other issues that, like the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has differences on compared to the ELCA, and you know, Thrive is serving both organizations, so some things may come up. I haven't seen anything glaringly obvious that wasn't, I guess, addressed by this neutrality policy, but I'm sure there are some things, and there could be some big issue down the road. Who knows? We can't predict it, I don't think.
You mentioned that this is, at least from Thrivent's latest announcement, is about a final decision as they're going to give for now. What can Lutheran lay people, what can Lutheran pastors do?
Well, in regards to Thrivent, members, call them, write them. You know, I mean, they can change their mind. I mean, they say this is it, but they can change their mind. So keep telling them this is unacceptable. We've started a petition online. I'll give you guys the link to that if you want to put that up. But there's a petition online you can sign that Thrivent will get all the signatures. Pastors, get Thrivent reps or regional representatives to come to your Winkles. Talk with them. I mean, the point is not to get them there and yell at them, but bring them there and talk to them and find out what's going on and express your concerns and tell them that this is not okay. We've got to keep making noise about this. That's in regards to Thrivent. But the other thing we've got to do is we frankly have to stop relying just on money that Thrivent makes for us that we're generous with. That's great. It's nice to have extra money to give to people. But we've got to start thinking about, you know, these crisis pregnancy centers, pro-life organizations like Lutherans for Life and Wisconsin Lutherans for Life. We have to look at our own checking accounts and our own pocketbooks and prayerfully consider how can we be generous with the money that we already have. Not that someone else is making for us, but that God is giving to us, you know, through our jobs and such. And how can we be generous with that to support these organizations? Because, again, we're talking almost $900,000 that these organizations have lost. It's gone. They're not going to get it this year. And that's, for some of these organizations, that's a significant part of their budget. So they're really hurting, and we need to be praying for them, too.
Folks, you can find a link to an online petition under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org, as well as links to other articles and resources from Pastor Michael Schuerman. Issuesetc.org, click Listen On Demand. Pastor Michael Schuerman is pastor of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Sherman, Illinois. He's author of a recent article titled The Real Cost of Thrivent's Decision. Michael, thank you very much for your attention to this situation, for your research, and for your hard work. Please keep it up.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys, too. Thank you for highlighting this, and let's all just keep working at it.